Okay, so comes the onto the Sukkis. So really the season starts with the beginning of Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, the days leading into Sukkis, Chol Hamoed, and then we come to Shana Rabbah, Shmini Atzeres, and Simchas Torah. And we know that the highlight of the last days, HaKofis, Simchas Torah, one of the piyutim, we say in Simchas Torah, is Sisu v'Simcha v'Simchas Torah. Rejoice, celebrate Simchas HaTorah. We say of Yom Tov Sason v'Simcha. What's Sisu? Simcha. What's Sason and what's Simcha? Maybe Oscar has a technical translation. Both mean Simcha, both mean to rejoice. What's the difference between the word Sason and the word Simcha? And the Gro explains very nicely. There are two types of Simcha. When a person starts a project, let's say a person is starting to build a house. So when the actual project starts, he puts down the first brick, he starts to build, he feels a certain simcha, certain happiness that it's on the way, things are moving along, the project is proceeding, coming along nicely. That's simcha. Simcha is at the beginning, when you start. When the house is finally finished, and the project is over, oh, that's a gewaldige feeling. It's ain't a diamond to the feeling that he had at the beginning when he put down the first brick. When he finally finishes building the house, that's a feeling of accomplishment, a tremendous feeling of simcha. That's sasoin. Sasoin is a feeling that he has at the end. Sasoin, which is the feeling that the accomplishment, the simcha at the end of the project, and simcha is the feeling that he has, the happiness he has at the beginning when he starts. If that's the case, shouldn't the order be reversed? Not sisu v'simcha, but simcha v'sisu. First should be simcha, because first you experience the simcha when you begin, and sisu, you experience when you end. So instead of so the order should be not sisu v'simcha, but rather simcha v'sisu. Or Yom Tov we say simcha should be before sasoi. Why is it sisu v'simcha? And the answer is obvious. When it comes to simchas Torah, what are we celebrating? We're celebrating the fact that we finished, or the fact that we're able to start over again. The fact that we're able to start learning over again. You know, many times we finish going to Masechta, and it comes back 7 years later, and we open up the same Masechta, we open up the same Masechta again. It's not the same it was 7.5 years ago. Because we're building now what we weren't last time. It's not starting from scratch again, it's starting on the foundation, on the blocks that were put there earlier. Simchas Torah is a celebration of Sisu. We're finishing up last year. We finished the entire Torah. We went through from Bereishis until Zayis HaBracha, from beginning until the end. Sisu, Sosain, celebrate the end, the accomplishment. But what comes afterwards? Simcha. We're starting over right away. We're starting over again right away. That's the Simcha. We'll be starting a new beginning. And this time the Simcha is not like it was last year. This Simcha we're starting over now is built on last year's learning. So now we're starting off on a higher level, reaching greater heights. The simcha is a new beginning. So the order is correct. It's first a sisu, first a celebration that the end, we finished. But that pushes us to simcha, to start off from the beginning again, to the new simcha. It comes to the Yom Tov of Sukkis, especially Shemini Atzeres, the inyan of Achdus by Klal Yisrael is stress. We find, what's the inyan of Shemini Atzeres? Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Koshal Leipri Dascha." Rashi begins at the end of Parshas Pinchas. Your separation, your leaving, is difficult for me. We were together with Hashem, Mamet Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkis, living together in the house of Hashem. Tzilut Benamnusa, the Sukkah for 7 days. Shmini Atzeres, it's time to leave, to move on. Hashem says, "Koshal Leipri Dascha." Your separation, your leaving, is difficult for me. Stay behind one more day. Don't leave. Stay behind. Just you, I, and Klal Yisrael. All the days of Sukkot, we brought korbanos keneged the goyim. Hashem says, "Shmini Atzeres, the last day is just for Klal Yisrael, between you and me, and not anybody else." Kosher l'aperit aschem. Your leaving is difficult for me. And it's brought down, the Chassidish Sfarim will bring down the idea of kosher l'aperit aschem doesn't only mean in the sense that we're leaving. But Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling us that when there's a period in Klal Yisrael, when there's a separation in Klal Yisrael, and there's a machlokes in Klal Yisrael, kosher l'aperit aschem. The fact that there's a separation in Klal Yisrael That's difficult for me. What keeps us together? The achdus that we have. We find by Shavuos, by Matan Torah, Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahar. Chai Yisrael rested Neged Ahar. And Rashi brings down, Allah Shem Yochid. Does not say Vayachanu, they rested. Vayichan, and he rested. Shouldn't it have said Vayachanu, and they rested? It wasn't one person resting by Hasinai. It was a whole nation resting by Hasinai. Vayichan, says Rashi, Ke'ish Echod B'Lev Echod. Like one man with one heart, Chai Yisrael was all Ba'achdus. They were all together as one. Vayichan, and he rested, we were all together. To be zeichet kabbalas ha'tayra mean achdus. It comes from chastayra, which in a sense is a celebration of the end, and a kabbalah to learn further, to start over again, sort of in another kabbalas ha'tayra. The secret is the achdus. It's kosher like the ridaskan. Your leaving is difficult. Your separation is difficult. Klal Yisrael has to be together, together ba'achdus. The Kula Yokor Pashas Nosoi says a very interesting observation, which I read the Pasuk, I don't know how many times, and it never struck me. And the Kol Yochor points it out. If you look at the Kabbalahs of all of the Nesiyim, the Torah repeats over and over and over again the Kabbalahs of each Nasi, each one's identical to the previous one, 12 times. And the Pasuk starts off, every time, the Pasuk starts off by Yom HaSheni, the Nasi, and so on. By the first day, it doesn't start off by Yom HaRishon in the same way it starts off by Yom HaSheni, by Yom HaShilishi, by Yom HaRavi, and so on. It says, Vayehi HaMakriv by Yom HaRishon. Bamid B'Nosoi Zayin Pasuk Yud Aleph, that's Pasuk Yud Beis, and the one who brought by Yom HaRishon. And the Kol Yochor is, what's Vayehi and? A Vav is a connection. There's no connection. We're not connecting the first Nasi to the previous Nasi, because he's number one. Who is the first Nasi connected to that the pasuk starts with the vav hachibur and the makriv on the first day? It says the Kol Yochor vayehi makriv. The pasuk is teaching us that the whole site, the whole secret to the seems karbonos, what there was no machlokes or gaiva between them. None of them said I was zoiche to go first. I was before you. Vayehi. Even Nachshon, who went the first day, vayehi, and he was makriv, as if he was just an end, as if he came after somebody else. And he was makriv, as if to say he's no better than the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth. Vayehi, and he was makriv, he's also an end, as if to say there was somebody else before him. Klal Yisrael's soid, secret, is achdus. When it's achdus by Klal Yisrael, you have a chanukas abayis, chanukas beis hamikdash, a kabbalah satoyah. That's the achdus that keeps us together. Somebody once asked the Chafetz Chaim, what's the soid, what's the secret of hakafis? Hakafis, besides the dancing, there are higher meanings and higher ideas behind the hakafis. And somebody once asked the Chafetz Chaim, what's the secret of hakafis? And the Chafetz Chaim answered only like he could answer. And he said, the secret is, when you're dancing, be careful not to step on your friend's foot. Be careful not to step on somebody else's foot. That's the secret of hakafis. Even though you're dancing, you're celebrating, things sometimes get a little bit wild. Be careful. In Adam HaChaveri, watch it. Don't celebrate and take advantage of somebody else. Don't hurt somebody else in the process. The side of HaKafis is, when you're dancing, be careful not to step on somebody else's foot. That's the side of HaKafis. Tremendous. You want to be Zeichet to Kabbalah Satayra? Be in Adam HaChaveri. You have to watch how you treat somebody else. You can't grow in Taira at somebody else's expense. The son of the Briskarov, his father, Briskarov once asked his son to take an envelope with money and bring it to somebody who needed the money desperately. And the Briskarov's son said to his father, and he asked him, can it wait? He said, I'm in the middle of learning a sugi right now, and I'm first beginning to see the light. I worked very hard in trying to understand this sugi, and I'm first beginning to understand it. And I don't want to lose, break my concentration. If I have to go outside now and deliver this envelope of money to somebody, it will break my concentration and I lose my whole train of thought. Can I wait for a while until I finish learning and then I'll go and bring the envelope? And the Briskarov told his son, I'm going to tell you a story. Reb Chaim Brisker, there was once a meeting in his house concerning in Yonim of the Tzibur, in Yonim of the city that had to be discussed. And while they were discussing certain inyanim, the name of Rabbi Eliechaim Meizels, who was the rabbi lodged in Poland, his name came up. He was known as a person who was Oisim Tzarchet Tzibur, tremendous Rachmanis and Amonis, Yisayim and Aniyim. He went out of his way to help everybody. And his name came up as somebody who helps others, and he's the epitome of someone who helps. And one of the people sitting there made a little bit of a comment that was not proper. And he said, oh, Rabbi Eliyahu Meizelz, he helps people too much. If he would sit and learn better, he could have been even greater. Rabbi Chaim Briska heard that. And he said, I'm going to tell you a klal gadol. If somebody is learning, and the sefer is open in front of them, and they're learning Gemara, and the need comes that they have to go and help somebody, obviously with somebody else can't do it, that they have to be interrupted because they are needed to help somebody in whatever the situation is, even if they close the sefer really remains open. Even if they close the Gemara stays open. And if somebody is called upon to help, and he refuses to help because the Gemara is open, even though the Gemara is open, it's as if the Gemara is closed. It's as if the Gemara is closed. Chaim Briska. As if the Gemara is closed.
Yeah, but it's one more situation when it's more than to sit and learn. To serve a Talmud.
Yes. Okay. Sometimes a person, avada, if it's not necessary to stop learning, bittul Torah is a tremendous, person doesn't stop learning. But there are times where you're in a situation where you're needed to help, whatever it might be. Tzachet Zibur, in a house, whatever the situation is. Even if the Gemara stays open, Chaim Briska said the Gemara is closed. You won't have any hatzlacha from that learning if you kept on when you had a chance to go, when you needed to call on somebody else. So the Briska Rav told the son, that person needs the money now. Even if you close your Gemara will stay open for you. Call with a little bit of money, call and help him out. That's the secret of Simchas Torah. The secret of the Hakafis of Simchas Torah is to care for somebody else. How does a person know how to care for somebody else? From the Torah. The Torah tells us what to do, when, and how. But the side is what the Chofetz Chaim said, be careful not to step on somebody else's foot when you're dancing by the Hakafis. Achdus of Klal Yisrael, king from one another, a person who has been Adma Chaveroi, could rise in heights. Yisaychet to have Kamos HaTayra, Yisaychet to have Bein Adma Makon. Okay, just to end off with a minute story from the Satmar Rebbe, which we said over, bring a laugh, a smile. Satmar Rebbe was very shvach, and he could hardly walk. And he came to Simchas Torah, and he danced, and he danced, and he danced. And the people were trying to tell him, sit down, you can't, you're going to collapse, you can't dance like this. And he kept on dancing, and they bothered him and bothered him. How could you dance? You can't even walk. How are you able to dance? The Satmar Rebbe smiled and he said, the Gemara tells us, Shmini Regel Bifnei Atzmai. Shmini Atzeres is a regel by itself. Regel is a double meaning. Regel means yomtiv, it also means a foot. Shmini is a regel, it's a foot by itself. It's the kayach to dance. And you talk a fine, but the tzaddikim, they had the supernatural kayach to dance when it came to Simchas Torah. How many stories we heard during the Holocaust, the Second World War, even with all the tzaras happening around them, the simcha they had, the kaychas they had to dance on Simchas Torah, even at a time like that. Because they understood what the Torah is, they understood what the Torah represents, and they were able to dance. We should have a kabbalah Torah, we should have a sisu, a simcha that we should celebrate the end, but the ikki is the simcha that we're starting over again, and a mitzvah Hashem, we should all have a kabbalah Torah, be able to start learning over again with a fresh, new, a brand, excitement, and we should be zeichet taka to all the brachas and all the yeshuas that come about through the Yom Tov Sukkis, Hashanah Rabbah, Shemini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, Zecher Shemich Simchas Torah, Shemini Atzeres, 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 Shemini Atze